Good morning and welcome to Focus on Health, the weekly radio program where we talk about all the great things happening at Vandy Medical Center. I am your host, Lori Foster, and on today's program, we're going to be talking about sun safety. Before we do, I have just a couple of announcements I'd like to share. The Webster City Community Blood Drive is scheduled for tomorrow, July 9th, from 12:30 to 5:30 in the clinic boardroom at Vandy Medical Center. Appointments are encouraged, however, walk-ins are welcome. Help save a life by donating blood. Appointments can be made by going online to lifeservebloodcenter.org. Every donor will receive a delicious cookie from Scooters here in Webster City and a 20% off coupon for the gift shop. Such a great place to shop. Make sure that you stop out to the gift shop. You shop, they give, and they donate equipment for patient care needs at the hospital. Secondly, I want to announce there is a grief support group, which meets the second Tuesday of the month at the hospital. The July meeting is next Tuesday, July 14th, from 11:30 in the morning until 1 o'clock p.m. It will take place in the hospital conference room. If you or someone you know is navigating a loss, this is a safe space to share. This group, Restore Us Care Ministry, is facilitated by Pastor Sarah Namukose with Asbury United Methodist Church. Again, that support group will be meeting next Tuesday, July 14th, from 11:30 to 1 in the hospital conference room. We at Vandy Medical Center love to get involved in our communities, and summertime is the perfect time to do that. Parade season is fully underway. We have participated in parades in Fort Dodge, Jewel, and Williams thus far. Watch for us in upcoming parades in Stratford this Saturday, July 11th, for Stratford on the Loose. Watermelon Day in Stanhope is next Saturday, July 18th, where we'll be in the parade, and then wrapping up the parade season with a big showing for the Hamilton County Fair Parade on Tuesday, July 21st in Webster City. We have some great giveaways to hand out, so watch for our hospital and family volunteers in their bright orange t-shirts to get your VDMC swag in upcoming area parades. Once again, I do want to mention, too, we are very proud to be a Blue Ribbon sponsor for the 2026 Hamilton County Fair. And more summer fun in our communities. You will hear more about our Sun Safety Days later in the program, but I do want to mention at the start, we invite you to bring your kids and grandkids and join us at area pools during the month of July to learn about sun safety. Vandy Medical Center will be hosting Sun Safety Days and handing out free sunscreen the following days. Next Wednesday, July 15th, beginning at 1 o'clock, we will be at the Stratford Pool. Next Thursday, July 16th, beginning at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, we will be at the Webster City Outdoor Pool and at the Splash Pad in Webster City. And then the following week, Thursday, July 23rd, beginning at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, we will be at the Jewel Pool. So lots of fun. We'll have activities for the kids. We hope you will plan to stop by and see us during one of our sun safety events. And we are ready to get started into our program. We are midsummer when the UV reaches some of its highest levels of the year, which is a great time to be talking about sun safety. Here to join us for the program, we have Anna Anderson, Quality Director and Registered Nurse at Vandy Medical Center. Good morning and welcome, Anna.
Good morning. Thank you for inviting us today.
Thank you for being on the program. July is Ultraviolet Safety Awareness Month. Why is it so important to dedicate an entire month to sun safety?
Well, one of the things about ultraviolet light, it's part of the spectrum of light that we don't see. It is a penetrating form of light. It can get through clouds, but it interacts with the cells in our skin and is one of the leading, exposure is one of the leading preventable causes of skin cancer.
Very good. Thank you. Many people think of sunburns as just a temporary inconvenience. Why should we take UV exposure more seriously?
Even one sunburn has the potential to cause damage, and the damage that you have from sun exposure is progressive, meaning that you're not one and done and you're healed and it's finished. That damage stays with you over time. So the more often that you are sunburned, the higher the potential chances that you could develop a skin cancer or a melanoma.
I think many of our listeners would know the answer to this, but we definitely want to make sure we cover it. Can a person get too much UV exposure on cloudy days?
Absolutely. Like I mentioned before, ultraviolet light is a penetrating form of light. It can get through clouds. It can get through some very light clothing. And obviously, if you don't have anything like a sunscreen there, you can get it on cloudy days. Even sometimes in the wintertime, you've seen skiers come back with new freckles on their nose or a little bit of a sunburn because they've been out wearing their goggles. That UV light is with us all the time. So every day is a good day for sunscreen.
Absolutely. Now, are there certain times of day when people should be especially careful about being outdoors?
Absolutely. Between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. are the strongest times when the sunlight and UV rays are out there to get us. So those are the times when you should watch your sun exposure, be very diligent about your sunscreen application, maybe find some shade or use clothing or hats that protect you from the sun, maybe a little differently than you might need at other times of the day.
Perfect. Anna, and we're going to roll right into sunscreen and sun protection from there. There are so many choices when it comes to sunscreen products. It's a little bit overwhelming when you're looking at the different sunscreens and what to choose. What should people look for when choosing a sunscreen?
Well, SPF, sun protection factor, is a big thing to look at. In general, when people have fairer skin, light-colored eyes, maybe that Scandinavian, Northern European heritage, they tend to have less melanin in their skin, which is a pigment that protects us from UV light. So they tend to have a little bit more exposure. They maybe want to use a little bit higher SPF. I think one of the most important things with sunscreen is to find one that you're comfortable wearing. If you wear sunscreen every day, maybe a mineral sunscreen works better for you, or maybe a lotion or a spray. It depends on, no sunscreen can help you if you don't wear it. So find something that's comfortable for you and that you feel good about putting on.
Right, something that, exactly like you say, that feels good when it's on your skin. Mm-hmm. So in general, if someone is using an SPF for everyday use, what would we recommend for a number they look for?
So in general, for cancer prevention, an SPF of minimum of 30 is good. The higher your risk, so the lighter skinned, you might want to go up and have an SPF 50, or with children, you might want to go up because their skin is more vulnerable than for us adults. You also want to find something with protection from both UVA and UVB ultraviolet light, and they also call that broad spectrum.
Mm-hmm. Great tip to share there. When we're applying sunscreen, mm-hmm. how often should people be applying it?
If every 2 hours, but if you're sweating a lot, if you're swimming in and out of the pool or on the beach, you may want to put that on more often, but just for regular wear, maybe you're out taking a walk, something like that, about every 2 hours.
You mentioned a few of these tips before we started into kind of this particular area of questions. But besides sunscreen, what other steps can people take to protect themselves from the sun?
There are so many options now. I love to see, there's kind of something for everybody. Obviously, you can take some time and be in the shade. Maybe you set up a sunshade in your yard, or if you're out on the beach, I've seen these really cool sunshades that look like a half moon and everybody's protected underneath them. Mm-hmm. Take breaks from the sun. Obviously, step out. You're getting too warm. You see yourself getting red. Maybe it's time to go in for a while. You can wear sun protective clothing, which I think, especially in the area of little kids, is one of the greatest ways. They have a really nice long sleeve swim shirt that has the SPF protective clothing. Hats, sleeves, regular types of clothing, long sleeve shirt is always nice protection from the sun. So any of those extra things that you can do can only help.
So very true. And I have to agree. I think especially in recent years, they have come out with such cute hats, mm-hmm. and the sun shirts that protect. They make them in all sizes for kids all the way up to adults, and so helpful. And I think to start kids at a young age and wearing protective clothing like that is such an excellent decision.
It's huge. I think of the times when I was growing up, we didn't know what we know now. So there were times when I was a kid when I was sunburned several times a year. And now that means I really have to watch my skin and make sure that I'm not developing something I'd rather not.
Yes. Well, that was me too, growing up at
right?
that same time.
Sun worshipers.
What we learn. Yes. So in talking about skin cancer awareness, skin cancer is one of the most common cancers. Let's talk about how common it is and who is most at risk.
Well, it's very common, and it's not hard at some point in your life to come up with a small skin cancer starting out. When you think about who's most at risk, it's those folks who spend a lot of time in the sun. Farmers are at risk if they're not wearing protective clothing or using SPF, people who work in road construction or work outside or spend a lot of time out in their garden. You know, really, it's all about exposure. The more exposure you have, the greater risk you have.
What are some of the early warning signs people should watch for?
So I'm going to go through, this is kind of fun. The CDC has put together something called the ABCDE rule. So if you're finding something on your skin, and maybe it's a spot or a freckle, it's asymmetric. So the A in ABCDE is something with asymmetry. It's going to be uneven. It might look like a blob instead of a round freckle or something like that. B is for border. The border might be very irregular. It could be scalloped around the border. It also might be poorly defined. So you're not going to maybe see a definite line, or you're going to see some area that just kind of fades into the rest of your skin. Color is another, is our letter C. Typically a skin cancer, you may see a bunch of different colors in the same spot. It could be from red to brown to tan to very, very pale. Or it may change color over the course of it developing on your skin. Diameter is D. And the diameter that we're looking at is typically, not always, typically, something about 6 millimeters in size or greater. So a good rule of thumb for 6 millimeters is if it's bigger than a pencil eraser. So that's a really good kind of layman's way of figuring out, is this really something I should be worried about? And E is evolving. This spot is going to change over time. So really, that changing appearance is kind of a big factor as well. So remembering the ABCDE of skin cancer is a great way to do it. So asymmetry, look at the border, a number of colors are changing color, check that diameter, and something that evolves and changes over time.
Thank you so much for sharing those. And that has even, that's changed. It used to be the A, B, C, D, and they've added
they've
E.
They've added E, yep.
So that's very interesting. And it's just a good idea for people to be looking at their skin, looking at their moles or freckles or any suspicious spot, And then if you're noticing some of these changes, have concerns, we want to make sure that they get them taken care of.
Absolutely.
Where should we direct them?
Well, I think your provider is a great person, so your primary care provider can always help you with a full skin assessment. You know, there are parts of our body that we don't always see. I can't see my own back, right? When I'm getting dressed for the day, so I may not notice something that's back there and starting. So you do want to have another person, whether it's your partner or whoever that might be, or a friend to check out, or again, your provider can always help you with checking your skin. And as you age, it should be a regular part of your yearly checkup. So that skin, if we can catch things early, skin cancers are very, very treatable. But if they progress to a certain stage, it becomes more and more difficult to get rid of that, or it causes more and more damage if you have to have things surgically removed.
Right. And so often we do say early detection is your best prevention.
That is very true.
So now I want to share some information. Very exciting news. Vandy's Medical Center recently received a grant from the Iowa Cancer Consortium.
We did. Earlier this spring, the Iowa Cancer Consortium partnered with the University of Iowa, put out an appeal to healthcare facilities and agencies across the state of Iowa, and offered an opportunity for us to have a supply of sunscreen donated to us through the grant that we could then share with the communities that we serve. So there were several local facilities that took part in that grant. Vandy's Medical Center was one. Hamilton County Public Health is another one who won part of the grant. So we've all been thinking for several months now about how we're going to share this information with the community and to spread that knowledge a little bit. So in hopes that maybe even just one less person would develop a sun cancer.
Right. Very exciting. And with this grant, we'll be able to provide some education. And we like to think we will improve sun safety in our communities. So let's talk a little bit about what that looks like.
Sure. We have a group of us that have gotten together around this activity with the grant, and especially our surgical area. Our surgeons, of course, are hoping that we are preventing sun damage. So our surgical manager is a big part of our group, and obviously the folks from PR and marketing have been our partners in pulling these things together. We've arranged to kind of turn up in several places in the community. You might see us at market nights. You may see us at the pool or the splash pad in your local community, or at kids programs or day camps. We could turn up just about anywhere with our sunscreen and our information to help out. We're really looking forward to meeting people.
We are, and we're hoping to reach people of all ages, families, young children. As you mentioned, Anna, there's several events that we have planned coming up this month where we're going to be out in different communities and handing out sunscreen. So I do want to share some of the upcoming dates that we have scheduled. This week, in fact, on Friday, July 10th, we're going to be working with the Fuller Hall Kids Camp and providing some education there. Next week, on Wednesday, July 15th, we will be at the Stratford Pool at 1 o'clock. The next day, Thursday, July 16th, we're going to be here in Webster City. We'll be at the outdoor pool and the splash pad from 1 to 3. And then the following week, Thursday, July 23rd, we will be in Jewel at their outdoor pool. And again, at 1 o'clock, providing some education, handing out sunscreen. And we've also got some fun activities where the kids can create a bracelet with UV color-changing beads. And so we're really looking forward to providing the education. It is something new for our communities, for our hospital to be doing this, and very much looking forward to it.
Yeah, we are too. You know, there are a lot of nurses excited to participate and be part of the project. I think that's one of the things that we enjoy most is getting a chance to go out and speak with people and share information about how they can live their best lives.
Exactly. Anything more to share on the grant award?
No, really, it just, we won with our grant application. We won the largest amount of sunscreen we can get. So we have 3 gallons of sunscreen to share with our communities. So we're really looking forward to having a lot of people come out and get their sample and talk about sun safety and just to have fun in the summer sun.
So very true. So where can people learn more about skin cancer prevention or speak with a healthcare provider if they do have concerns?
Obviously, here at VDMC, we have our primary care clinics that would be a great person, you know, your primary care provider or their nurse is a great person to talk about. The CDC.gov website has information on sun safety, and we, of course, always want to use those evidence-based practices when we look at sun safety or any kind of medical resource. So we're really happy to have the opportunity to talk with people and hopefully prevent a skin cancer.
Very good. Well, and as we look to close the show, I have some kind of quick take questions that we'll answer it'll be fun and close it out and leave people with some great information.
You bet.
So, sunscreen, lotion, or spray?
Yes.
Good answer.
Whatever it is that you feel most comfortable wearing, because again, sunscreen can't protect you if you're not comfortable wearing it. So the best form is the best form for you.
All right. SPF 30 or SPF 50?
30 at a minimum, going up depending on your tone, your skin tone, and how vulnerable you are to the sun.
Does sunscreen expire?
It does. So that's something you want to take a look at. I don't know about you, but at my house, I have a basket that all the sunscreen goes into.
I do too.
And from year to year, I'll finish up the tube that I started last year. But you got to look when spring comes around again and make sure that that's not expired. So we just know that over time, the efficacy and the ingredients, it degrades over time. So you do want to make sure that you're wearing something that's within date. And if it's not absolutely fresh this year, it's not past its expiration.
Right. This one we covered on the show, but we'll cover it again. True or false? You don't need sunscreen on cloudy days.
False. You need sunscreen every day. Not only is it a great prevention for skin cancers, but also premature aging and sun damage just to the skin itself, or freckling or discoloration. So those are all things that can be prevented by wearing a daily sunscreen.
True or false, one bad sunburn can increase your risk of skin cancer later in life.
That's true. Every sunburn increases your risk.
And lastly, what's one sun safety habit everyone should start today?
Wear your sunscreen, wear your hat, your protective clothing, take some time in the shade, take breaks, whatever method is best for you.
Excellent. Anna, thank you so much for being on the show today.
Oh, thanks for having us. We're really glad to have this opportunity to get out into the community, and want to say thank you for this opportunity to talk about it with the folks here in Hamilton County. And we're looking forward to seeing all of you.
So very true. And I would also mention for people to check our Facebook page. We'll be posting all of those dates on our Facebook page so you know where we'll be, where you can find us, and come and get your free sunscreen. Anything else?
Just thanks very much and go have some fun in the sun.
Sounds great. Again, I want to thank Anna Anderson for joining us on today's program. And she mentioned earlier, if you have a suspicious spot on your skin, don't wait. Contact your primary healthcare provider and get it checked out. That will do it for today's edition of Focus on Health, brought to you by Van Deese Medical Center, where our focus is you.